This is Patrick Lothian with the daily update of commentaries and stories for the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 23rd, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. A note from John Lothian. Stories over the weekend, like this one from the Washington Post, claim Senator Kelly Loeffler had a positive as well as a negative test of COVID-19. A source close to the senator told me Sunday that her latest test was negative and she was feeling well. I hope it stays that way. Senator Loeffler was featured in a story in Newsweek about getting into a fight with Representative Ilhan Omar. About her support of Loeffler's opponent in the Georgia Senate race, Reverend Raphael Warnock. The subject of the Twitter spat was a subject as old as Christianity. Whether you can serve Christ and serve in the military. Religious arguments are not the best subject to get into during a political battle, even if your opponent is a minister. We have bigger issues at the moment. Thank you to Elizabeth Gish of the CME Group for her donation to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Elizabeth is a longtime CME technology executive serving as a managing director, Global Market Solution and Services. Thank you, Elizabeth, and to all of you who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to the GoFundMe campaign. IEX has a podcast series called Boxes Plus Lines, with an episode on market structure podcasts with Ronan Ryan and John Ramsey. On LinkedIn, Milo Hamilton has posted a history of the rice markets since 1981. Rumi Morales is now a board member of the National Organization of the Girl Scouts of the USA. Please sign up to participate in FIA Inc.'s fundraiser for Futures for Kids on December 8th. The ticket price helps offset the cost of hosting an event and all proceeds. Plus, the funds raised in the silent auction and live auctions will go directly to Futures for Kids to support their fantastic charities. JLN will not publish on Thursday or Friday of this week. We are taking the Thanksgiving holiday off, and I am giving the JLN team an extra day off, as Thursday is expected to be a slow news day. They have earned it. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. A note from John Lothian. Now a note from Sarah Rudolph. This morning, the Intercontinental Exchange tweeted that it saw a record in 2020 for white sugar tenders. This year saw 2.1 million tons of sugar delivered, a 75% jump over last year, the tweet said. Another note from Sarah Rudolph. Today, November 23rd, is Fibonacci Day, honoring Leonardo Bonacci, aka Leonardo Fibonacci, one of the most influential mathematicians of the Middle Ages. The date corresponds to the first number of the Fibonacci sequence, 1123. John Lothian News has a story, Andy Bush Post-Election Regulatory Analysis. Andy Bush is the former Chief Marketing Information Officer of the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Today, he is a consultant, speaker, and market analyst offering his unique perspective and analyst to corporate clients. John Lothian News asked him for his response to the recent U.S. presidential and congressional elections. You can watch the video at johnlothiannews.com. A new episode of The Spread this week, The Spread Cleared for Retirement. This week on The Spread, the CME announces the launch of new volatility indices, the OCC's David Prosperi retires, and more. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. From the NFA, request for public representative nominations for NFA's board of directors. The terms of five of the NFA's current public representatives, Douglas E. Harris, Charles P. Nostro, Ronald S. Oppenheimer, Todd E. Petzl, and Michael R. Schaefer, will expire at the board of directors' board regular annual meeting on February 18, 2021. NFA is seeking nominations to fill the five public representative vacancies. NFA's Articles of Incorporation permit public representatives to be nominated by either NFA members or non-members. A comment by John Lothian, let's recommend some good candidates and make the committee have to work hard to choose. From Gabriel von Rogge of the New York Post, Pat Quinn, co-founder of the Ice Bucket Challenge, dead at 37 after losing ALS battle. The New York man who co-founded the viral Ice Bucket Challenge died Sunday after a long battle with ALS, the disease he tirelessly raised awareness for until he succumbed himself. Pat Quinn, a 37-year-old from Yonkers, was diagnosed with ALS in 2013 and soon after created the social media challenge as a way to raise money to find a cure for the illness, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. A note from John Lothian, sad news, but what an inspiration. The Ice Bucket Challenge was brilliant. From Andrea Papouk of Bloomberg, women in finance must ask for promotion, unlike men, a survey. Australian survey shows men offered promotions much more often. On average, men in fund management paid twice as much as women. Far fewer women than men are promoted in the financial industry unless they first ask for seniority, a sign of institution gender bias, according to a study in Australia. The survey of 2,000 financial industry professionals showed 76% of men were offered a promotion at least once without requesting it, compared to 57% of women. The study was compiled by lead researchers Ardea Investment Management and Australian National University in conjunction with industry experts. Note from Sarah Rudolph, like Alice and the Red Queen, women in finance must run twice as fast as men to get anywhere. A story by Lisa Ward of the Wall Street Journal, how the coronavirus pandemic is changing philanthropy, from mutual aid networks to emergency response funds. Communities and nonprofits have sped up efforts to get help where it's needed most. The COVID-19 pandemic is forcing donors, volunteers, and nonprofit organizations to rethink how they give and receive charitable aid. In many communities, individuals are banding together to help neighbors directly. Elsewhere, institutional donors are creating COVID-19 emergency funds, making grants less restrictive and investing more in minority-led charities. Those who have long advocated for philanthropy reform say the changes, if they take root, could result in more flexible and equitable forms of charitable giving. A note from John Lothian, what is it not changing? And now today's top three. Our top story on Friday was Goldman partners with Taste for Speed says market has hit limit, from Bloomberg. Second was Newsweek's Trump can still win in Armageddon scenario for markets, JP Morgan warns. A repeat from Thursday's top three. Third was NYSE sales head departs for role at HFT Jump Trading, from The Trade. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. This has been Patrick Lothian, filling in for John Lothian. Hope you have a wonderful day.